The Death of Sister Henry. February 28, 1900. Typed. We have been made very sad by tidings of the death of our much beloved Sister Henry. I had hoped that our sister might be spared to continue the work which the Lord had raised her up and miraculously restored her to do in His cause. Sister Henry's whole soul was enlisted in the work of reform, and her influence was a savor of life unto life. Her personal labors we shall greatly miss. She has borne her testimony unfalteringly, yet judiciously. When convinced of the truth, her soul was glad, and without seeking to make excuse, she came thankfully to the gospel feast. She rejoiced in the privilege of receiving precious truth, which makes the soul wise unto salvation. And in gratitude to God for His rich favors, she felt herself under obligation to impart to others. As she had freely received, she freely gave. Faithfully did she testify to the truth, and she did this not merely as a duty, as the work appointed her, but as a great privilege. It was her joy to make His ways known upon the earth, and His saving health among all whom her influence could reach. She was a true missionary, a gospel worker, and in heaven's record her name is written as a laborer together with God. How many souls will be saved by her precious service? In drawing with Christ, we cannot know. The seed she has sown will continue to reproduce itself and will show a glorious yield in the day of harvest. Our beloved sister is among those included in the vision of John, those of whom he bears testimony, "I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, verse 13. We are permitted still to labor in sowing the seed. In the field of the world, both good and evil seed are still being sown, and good and evil shall strive against each other until the great harvest. How full of meaning are those words of inspiration, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So also these other words, "God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, 6. Day by day we see the opposing workers. In the same field, at the same time, is the work of sowing done. One sowing the seed of evil, the other of good. Those who reject the word of truth are scattering seeds of error. They are working to confuse and darken the understanding, and fasten souls in the snare of Satan. Others, receiving the seed from the great sower, are revealing Jesus Christ and are preparing the way for our Lord's second coming. Let us, who have still the privilege of sowing, be diligent and faithful. Let us at all times be found cooperating with Christ in sowing the good seed for the saving of many souls unto life eternal. May we individually be found among that number whom John beheld, and of whom he exclaimed with joyous triumph, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Revelation 14, verse 12.